How are you today? I'm Bruce Argyle. You've joined us for our final Community Conversations program here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Thanks for your company this morning and for your company all through the year. A big shout out to those of you who are our regular listeners, Bob and Kath and Alan and Beth and Ben and Nicole and Deb, Jeanette and Cora and Belle, and I'm sure I've left a whole lot off. Thanks for your company all through the year this year. And if you're a first-time listener this morning, if you've joined us for our last program for 2021, welcome. Glad to have your company. And if you have missed the programs this year, well, the good news is that thanks to Greg, they're all podcast. So you can go onto the Yarra Valley FM website and listen to one of the podcasts or more that you might have missed during the year. And we've had some amazing guests on our program this year, as we've gone through, and Ellie Hanrahan and Megan Buntine and Jeff Barlow and Bob Gannaway talking about Remembrance Day, and Pamela Sutton-Lagoe, and, well, the finance series, that was fantastic, and Rodney McHale, wow, just a plethora of amazing guests during the year. 2 days before Christmas, how are you tracking? It's been such a big year. It's been such a big 2 years, hasn't it? And for all of us here in Victoria, we really have, well, it's been tough. It really has been tough. Not just COVID, but we've had storms and hail and lockdowns and, wow, now suddenly it's Christmas. It's kind of snuck up on us or something or other. How are you tracking? Hope your plans are going well. Hope you've got an opportunity in the next couple of weeks or the next month to have a break, a well-deserved break. And I thought this morning, wow, 2021, the year that was, what would we do for a special program this morning? And I was talking to a couple of my kids, and I was thinking, you know, we don't often have young people here on the program sharing their experience of 2021, COVID, education, Christmas, planning ahead, and all of that. So I've twisted a couple of arms this morning, and they're sitting here in the studio with me, and a very warm welcome to you, Ethan Prentice. Great to have you here, Ethan. And, well, it's very appropriate that you're here because you're embarking on an audio engineering course next year. We're going to hear more about that in a moment. Wonderful to have your company. And sitting on the other side of the studio, Lavinia Honeycomb. Hi, Lavinia. Wonderful to have you with us too.
Yes, hello.
And Lavinia, you've just finished, well, both of you have just finished year 12, the year that was or wasn't or something or other. And hasn't it been a tough year for young people, hasn't it? And older people as well.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Definitely a bit of confusion around all
the, I mean, the impact on education in particular has, I think, for year 11, year 12, I think you must have spent more time on Zoom and other media than what you have in the classroom, Lavinia.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, like, not being in the classroom anymore, like face-to-face with a teacher or on Zoom, that was probably one of the hardest things.
Yeah, and I'm sure missing, you know, the interactions with your colleagues and year 12, the normal end of school celebrations, all of that have been pretty limited, haven't they?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So look, I've twisted Lavinia and Ethan's arm to come in this morning and to have a young person's perspective on Christmas and the year that was and the year that could have been or something or other, and to start thinking about 2022. To keep in the flavour of things, of course, we've selected a few, a few Christmassy type songs. The first one's mine and then the rest are Ethan's and Lavinia's. So here's my favourite, of course, well, one of my favourites, the good old Beach Boys.
The Christmas spirit grows with each new day, and it's so close but seems so far away, and yet it comes only once a year, and for you know it's already here. The streets are filled with laughter and so many hearts are gay. Everybody helps to make the spirit bright. The houses turn on their Christmas lights at night. It's worth the wait, the just to make happy someone like you. And I never ought to grow the thrill of Christmas Day. The wait the whole year through, just to make happy someone like you. And I'll never outgrow the thrill of Christmas Day. It's worth the wait the whole year through, just to
And, of course, that was the Beach Boys' Christmas Day. I'm Bruce Argyle. You've joined us for Community Conversations here, our final program for 2021 with my two very special guests here in the studio, Ethan and Lavinia, two, I think you're both 18 years old or thereabouts. Wonderful to have you here with us this morning. And let's as we think about reflecting on the year and looking ahead, let's start with education and schooling. You've both just finished Year 12 and... Well, with all of the changes that have happened, more online than offline, I suspect. Let's start with you, Ethan. I mean, just what has it meant having to approach schooling differently? What have been the biggest differences?
So personally, I didn't actually find too much difference. I mean, I spent quite a bit of time on my computer.
more than usual.
Well, a little bit more than usual, but I spent quite a bit of time on it. Even before lockdowns and things, so it was kind of just making that portion of school or that portion of even just life in general just bigger. So I went from, you know, watching videos, you know, 2 hours a day to watching videos 4 hours a day.
And do you think perhaps Lavinia, do you think that year 11, year 12, or any students for that matter, do you think you have been disadvantaged by, you know, the circumstances that we've found ourselves in? Do you think you've lost something? You've been disadvantaged? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I think, like us, I feel like there's a lot of, you know, different things that people are going to say about this, but, like, we pretty much had our entire VCE experience in lockdown.
Yes.
And the year 12s who experienced it for the first time, they got their year 11.
Yes.
But we only got our year 10.
You were cheated twice.
Yeah, we pretty much skipped like a year. But
was the hardest part missing out on the, I'm sorry, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but was it missing out on the social interactions, the classmate stuff?
Yeah, I think so. I think being in the classroom with a teacher makes a lot of difference. Like when you're learning online with other people, like in a classroom with other people, it's fine, but then online with other people, it's hard because you can have disruptions, you know, the Zoom could shut down easily.
Yes.
Internets can cut out. There were just so many disruptions that kind of interfered with our learning. So
I feel
we were disadvantaged to an extent, but we got through it.
Yeah, you did.
We learned what was good and what was bad, so.
What were you going to say, Ethan?
Your neighbour can come to the door and ask you to build, help come over and help him build a floor.
Yes, that's right. Or you can go to school in your slippers or something or other or whatever. But, I mean, were there, you know, good things that came out? Were there things that you learned differently, that opportunities that you have had because of the lockdowns and so on that you wouldn't have had otherwise?
I reckon there's definitely an amount of independence that we've got, which is, like, the kind of... I'm trying to think of how to put this. We've kind of been forced to figure things out on our own quite a bit.
Yeah.
Because for example, as Lavinia was saying, like, it's very different to being in a classroom with a teacher. And being in a classroom with a teacher, the teacher can, like, more clearly see if someone's struggling or things like that. It's a lot more accessible to us.
Yeah.
Ask for help and things like that. Whereas online, especially if, you know, you're on a meet or something and you go off it to go do your work, if you've just been off, you're not face to face with a teacher or anyone in your class, you're kind of just left on your own to figure it out. So I think there's quite a bit of figuring out how to find things and things like that.
Yeah. So Ethan, do you think you've got to show more initiative, take more initiative, be more self paced, you know, like you have to sort of drive yourself a bit more, do you think?
I think we've kind of been forced to, more than wanted to.
Yes.
Kind of needing to have a level of self-drive, because otherwise I like to think I didn't really get much done anyway, but you wouldn't be able to get anything done.
Terrific.
There was just so many distractions, I think, as well at home. Like, you'd be home with your whole family. Everyone was working from home. It's just trying to find a quiet space.
Not enough rooms in the house. Sometimes, I'm sure.
Both of us have a lot of siblings.
Yeah, we're both literally like the eldest of four. So it's like, you could only imagine what it would have been like, plus your parents at home as well. It would have just been...
And sometimes the broadband isn't broad enough, I suspect.
Yeah.
No, fantastic. And so do you think it's... I mean, in some ways, it's almost like starting your tertiary, your tertiary education earlier in a way, because, I mean, tertiary, you know, you don't have anyone sort of looking out. You don't have a classroom teacher per se. Do you think that would be an analogy? Do you think it's almost like you've sort of been thrown out there on your own a bit earlier than you would have otherwise?
Yeah, I reckon so. I was actually asked this. I had an interview with somebody for a uni I was applying to, and they actually asked me, what do you think the kind of the difference or what experience and things doing your VCing in COVID would be? And I kind of said that. It's that, well, we've kind of, I guess, almost started what tertiary education is anyway, of not having someone over your shoulder, or, you know, having to do things on your own, having to have a level of drive yourself to get you to do something.
Mm.
So.
Mm.
It all just comes to motivation.
Yes.
I think particularly for me, I found lack of motivation really easy, especially when it came to, you know, a teacher would set a task and they'd want you to submit it by the end of the lesson. You'd have 40 minutes to complete it and hit submit on Google Classroom. Like, I think, but I
just as the internet cuts.
Yeah. Yes. Like, I felt like, you know, it was, yeah, just finding yourself in all of this, like just trying to keep on top of everything. And it also gets a bit overwhelming as well, I think, for many people. So.
Yeah. And I suppose at times, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but there are times where you perhaps feel a little bit more alone, or you know, who really knows how much I've got on my plate or how many assignments I've got due. Would that be true, do you think?
Well, it depends. I know socially it has a real impact, though personally I'm not entirely sure it was a negative one for myself, but I imagine it could have been for some people, is just social interactions with even with your friends. So what I discovered is it becomes very, the longer lockdowns and things went for, it becomes really easy to tell, like, who your close friends are, because they're the people who message you, or, you know, check up on you, say how you're doing, or even just talk to you, because there's kind of that barrier of you're not sitting, you know, a meter from the person.
Yes.
It becomes a lot more effort to talk to them. And if I think you find that if people don't want to, they won't. Yeah. So you discover who your close friends are really quickly.
Mm.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's very true.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to Lavinia Honeycomb and Ethan Prentice here in the studio, two 18-year-olds who have both just finished Year 12. We're reflecting a little bit on 2021 and the lead up to Christmas and 2022. Lavinia, the first song you selected this morning is Ed Sheeran, Castle on the Hill. Are you a bit of an Ed Sheeran fan, are you?
I am, yes. I went to his concert, actually, his Divide tour in 2018. It was amazing.
Wow.
Like, I think I just...
That was just before all this COVID stuff.
Yeah. No, but like Ed Sheeran's like, he's an incredible songwriter. Like, his lyrics are amazing. His songs are really good. So yeah, I think this is one of my favourite songs from him.
Here we go.
The meaning behind it. So yeah.
Have a listen.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. I was running from my brother and his friends, and tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then,
take me back to when I found my heart, broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Cigarettes, running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs and when we got paid. Buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Sell clothes. One works down by the coast. One had two kids but lives alone. One's brother overdosed. One's already on his second wife. One's just barely getting by. But these people raised me and I can't wait to go on. And now I'm on my way. I still remember these old country lanes when we
in the studio for our last Community Conversations program for 2021. I have the amazing Lavinia and the amazing Ethan, and we've been talking education because both Ethan and Lavinia have just completed year 12, and I think we should also talk a little bit about Christmas, you guys. So, I mean, how do young people view Christmas? Is it the same as us adults, Ethan, or is it a different view of Christmas? And of course, with COVID and everything that's happened, maybe we're seeing it a little bit different this year as well.
I mean, I can't really speak for lots of people that are my age. I know that for me, I don't know, my perspective on Christmas has always been a bit weird, because that, you know, people talk about the concept of Christmas spirit and stuff like that, and I've never really felt that. And I think it might be because Christmas for me, at least in our house, is quite spaced out. So nothing, like, I mean, we go to the church for Christmas lunch and things, but not, there's never really been a single, like, focus, like, this is where you meet the family, everybody comes
right
together kind of thing. It's all...
Not the big family gathering or something.
It's, something like, it's always often spread out. So, you know, you see the this side of the family this day and this side of the family this day and this side on Boxing Day.
Yes, and yes. Kind of sounds like our family, Ethan.
Yeah, everything's all spread out, so...
Yeah, yeah. Lavinia, what about you? Thinking back to other Christmases in the past, what are the things that sort of come to your mind when I ask you about Christmas? What are the things that jump into your mind?
With us, with our family for Christmas, we tend to rotate with families. So it will go my two aunties, my dad, and then my grandparents' house, and we swap every year. So this year it's at my auntie Danielle's house.
Great.
So we'll go there.
And does she spoil you rotten, does she? Does she put on a good Christmas lunch?
Probably, yeah. We'll
I'm sure she does. If you're listening, Auntie Danielle, yes, we don't want to question your cooking there today.
No, but I think Christmas in general is just a fun time for me, and, like, I can't think of a specific memory, because whenever we have Christmas together as a family, it's just very wholesome and happy time, and it's a time where we can all, like, you know, catch up with each other and talk about how our week's been or how our year's been.
Yes, yes, I know, and it has been a very different year. Yeah. Lavinia, do you remember a particular gift or something special that, you know, you remember about a Christmas in the past or anything? Any particular thing come to mind? In fact, I'll prompt you, because you were telling me off air about an amazing water slide experience. Tell us with one of your sisters, I think. Tell us about that.
Oh, okay. I don't know if she's going to not like me for this, but we'll
we won't
on.
Mention her name. There you go.
Okay. I can't remember what year it was. I want to say it was 2018, maybe 17. We were at my Auntie Sharon's house for Christmas, and they have a pretty big backyard in general, and it was really hot, really sunny. We were all outside, and they set up their slip and slide on their big hill that they have. And I have this one particular memory of my sister, and she was at the top, and she slid all the way down the hill up to the table where we were all sitting, so her head just went all the way down.
Really stylish.
And she slid across the grass as well, but, like, her legs were pretty, you know, grazed after. But that was really fun. But, like, I remember that was pretty fun. But
A great thing to do on a sunny, hot summer's Christmas day, Ethan, don't you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon so.
I wonder if everyone knows what a slip and slide is.
Oh, I think they do.
It's just an inflatable water slide on the ground, pretty much.
absolutely fantastic. Do you think given the year that we've had, Ethan, do you think people will be celebrating Christmas the same as they would normally, or do you think things will be a little more tempered, or conversely, do you think people will be, you know, rah, rah, rah out there a bit more? Which way do you think it'll go?
I reckon the latter. I reckon people are going to be more out there. Cause, you know, if you've been locked down for a year, people suddenly get the chance, like, yeah. So, yeah, I reckon for a lot of people for some people, obviously, it will be a little bit less because of the year we've had, but I reckon... Conversely, there'll be some people who'll be like, yeah, let's go. Happy Christmas.
I think I'm one of those people.
Yeah, there you go. And listeners, we hope that your Christmas, that your New Year celebrations, and that your year ahead, 2022, are happy, and that you get to spend time with those people who are important to you, and that 2022 is, much simpler for all of us. Let's have a listen to see what Mariah Carey has to say about Christmas.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. I just want you for my own, more than you could
course, that was Mariah Carey and All I Want for Christmas Is You. Wow. In the studio this morning for our final 2021 Community Conversations program, I have Ethan and Lavinia. And, wow, it's great to hear a young person's perspective on 2021 and Christmas. And, well, for that matter, what about media? Because I suspect, let's start with you, Ethan, I suspect that young people's listening tastes are quite different from us older ones, and the media that you use, I mean, community radio is probably not right on the top of the list, let's be honest. Is it things like Spotify? Is it what is it YouTube?
I reckon one of the major things is that it's really varied. I think because of platforms like Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, you know, all the different ones, all the different streaming services, everything you can use, I think one of the things, I know a lot of my friends and things have very broad music tastes. Conversely though, you can have very narrow music tastes with the same tools. So it's very, very varied. I know with Spotify, you can listen to like any song you want, whenever you want. So you don't have to, it's not as limited as say radio where it's, you know, you can listen to what the DJ wants to play at whatever time. But in the same way, you can have someone who they have access to all the music they want, but they know exactly what they like and they listen to just that. So, yeah, I think it depends a lot on the person. But yeah, it's very varied.
Yeah. And do young people still listen to the radio, Lavinia? Do we still listen to the radio?
I do. I mean, yeah, like I listen to like a few, you know, different, you know, stations and stuff.
Yeah.
But they're all pretty much Melbourne-based in the city. Like, I'm going to be honest, I haven't really listened to any, like, other ones apart from that, like, you know. But, yeah, as Ethan said, I think it's varied dependent on the person and their taste in music. And, like, the stations I listen to, it's very pop and R&B-based.
Yep.
And there's not much in terms of, like, 80s and, you know, all the naughty music. Although, no, actually, there is sort of. But, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's just indulge just because we can. I mean, what about movies then? I mean, we've all been locked down. We haven't been able to see a movie. I went to one the other night at Memo Hall in Healesville called What's Up, Doc? It was an old comedy, and as part of the Yarra Rangers Film Society, and we should give them a plug too. They've just put out their 2022 program for next year. Looks absolutely fantastic. A film every month in Warburton and Healesville. And if you're not a member of the Yarra Rangers Film Society, well, think about that over the Christmas break. But Lavinia, have you had a chance after finishing year 12 of getting to a movie yet?
I have.
Have you? Where did you go?
I went to the cinema last night with my friends, and we went to go see the new Spider-Man No Way Home film at Reading in Chelmside Park. It was very good. I highly recommend.
Okay, we won't get you to give away the plot, but no. what did you enjoy about it?
I enjoyed that it flowed. Like, there's the, you know, because Spider-Man's a pretty long movie. It went for like 2 hours and like 30 minutes.
Wow, that is
30
long.
Minutes.
Yep.
So I think the main thing with those movies is that it needs to flow, and I really liked how with the Spider-Man one, it kind of went from one thing to another very quickly, and the plot, you knew what was going to happen even when it didn't happen because yep. It was all building up to this one thing. So,
Well done.
But yeah, I highly recommend it.
There you go.
Go and watch it.
what about you, Ethan? Would you recommend? Have you got to a movie yet after end of year 12?
Yeah. So, must have been Sunday night. We went. Me and my parents and my brother went to see a new James Bond film. It's been out for a while.
Very good.
So that was really good. Like the Spider-Man one. It's quite a long film, 2.5 hours, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Quite action-driven film,
okay.
That.
Someone told me that they reckon it was the best one for ages, the best Bond one for ages.
It was very, very good, yeah. Given one of the major highlights, definitely the song. As with every Bond film, the song that goes along with it is often great. You know, Paul McCartney's Live and Let Die or Diamonds Are Forever or all those great songs. And the Billie Eilish one for this was really, really good. That No Time to Die. I quite like the song a lot. So
yeah, fantastic. Oh, that's well. There's two movies to go onto my list for the coming weeks. By the sounds of it, what about here's a tricky question for you both. I suspect, but I won't say it too loudly, or certainly, you know, this is just between the three of us, that there aren't a real lot of young people might listen to community radio. How would we go about getting more 18-year-olds or 16-year-olds listen to community radio? Any thoughts about that? Is that a tough question?
I reckon I have a slight answer to that. I'm not sure if it's a full answer.
Sure.
I reckon offering things that other platforms can't do, because we're moving into an age, well, we have been for a while, but more so now with the advent of streaming being as big as it is.
Yes.
Is you can listen to anything you want whenever. So you can listen to, you know, whatever songs you want, you can listen to whatever podcasts you want, or, you know, you can find documentaries that are podcasts, you can find, you know, conversation shows, you can find, you know, everything you want you can find in lots of other places. But one thing definitely community radio has over all of those things, it's just like the localness of it. You won't find, you know, some bands, or you won't find some people or things like that, because they're really local. And it's,
yep.
I reckon that kind of stuff is still an advantage of community radio that it has over, you know, Spotify and things like that, because Spotify, anyone can put their music on it, but it costs money to do that.
Yes.
And not everybody really wants to do that. So there's always an ability to pick up a whole lot of people who otherwise would go unnoticed, I reckon. That's
fantastic. You're listening to Ethan Prentice, who has just finished Year 12 and is about to embark on an audio engineering course. Congratulations, Ethan. That's absolutely very exciting, and an area that I wish I knew something more about as I sit in front of this keyboard right here in front of me. And Lavinia Honeycomb. Lavinia, you've just finished Year 12, heading off to study next year as well, and to destination to be confirmed, I think, at this stage. Is that right?
Hopefully.
yeah, that's fantastic. So wonderful to have you both here in the studio. And let's have a listen to Lee Kernahan. It still feels like Christmas time to me.
There isn't any falling snow, no sleigh bells ringing by my door, but it still feels like Christmas time to me. The weatherman says hot today, the kids are swimming in the lake, but it still feels like Christmas time. Trees turning golden brown, but it still feels like Christmas time to me. Long ago, a child was born, one starry night in Bethlehem. It still feels like Christmas time to me. Yeah. feels like Christmas time to me. It still feels like Christmas time to me.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
And thanks for joining us here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. I'm Bruce Argyle. You've joined us for our final Community Conversations program for the year. And my very special guests, Ethan and Lavinia, two young people, we're talking, well, Christmas 2022 from a young person's perspective. And as we say that, Lavinia, 2022, it's always uncertain as you, you know, make changes, you finish school and you head off into the, you know, in your cases, tertiary education. How are you feeling about all that?
Scared, yeah. If that's the easiest way I can put it, because... It's hard to imagine that we've already finished school and that, you know, it's gone really quick. As everyone said at the beginning of your VCE, you will not, you know, it will go like snap, like that quick. And it did. And I think I'm excited as well because it gives you new opportunities to go out and to explore the world.
Yes, it certainly is that. Time. It is that time.
You feel like more like an adult.
Yeah, or something. That's right. Ethan, same for you? Or how are you feeling about, I mean, you guys are both working part-time now at the moment to, I'm sure, save some money for the year ahead. Yeah?
Yeah, I reckon feeling a little bit the same, though I reckon the last 2 years have prepared us well for it. So I'm not feeling too scared about it or anything like that, but yeah, a little bit, I think apprehensive would be a good way of describing it. Yeah, a little bit, it's going into the unknown, is you don't really know what's, you know, awaiting us, so yeah.
Do you think that young people, any people are going to be more resilient or a little bit more adaptable, flexible as a result of all the things we've had to wear over the last couple of years?
I reckon there's definitely a part that there's going to definitely be a part of that, because people will, we've kind of had to be over the past 2 years, so I reckon people won't consciously think about it, but I reckon subconsciously people will be able to do it. So when, you know, something pops up, people might not consciously think, oh, you know, I've got to adapt to this situation, but they might just do it.
Yeah.
So
especially
young people who've been, you know, going through this with school or, you know, things like that, constant changes, whether you're in school, you're out of school, you're in school, you're out of school, you know.
If you could, and putting you on the spot here, both of you, but if you could give one piece of advice, as small or just a word or a phrase or a do it this way or don't do that, what would your little piece of advice be to anyone who might be listening today as we roll into 2022? Anything come immediately to mind?
With your teachers, I think for me, don't be afraid to ask questions. That was the one thing that I struggled with a lot during year 12 especially, because I felt as though everything was running smoothly, and then when it came to, you know, us completing our assessments and then the exam, it was, you know, you have questions on then you're like, what? Like, how do I answer this? I think for me that, and also know what you have to do. Like, pick the subjects that you want to do, not that what anyone else like forces you to do, because if you pick subjects that you're not going to like, then you're not going to do well.
Fantastic.
So pick subjects that you want to do, even if it's not career path, like if it's not in the where you want to go, just pick something that you're going to do and you're going to do well in, because it all contributes to your ATAR. So, yeah.
There you go. That's from, yeah. And I hear a message of lifelong learning there behind that, Lavinia. Well put. What about you, Ethan? Any?
Yeah, I'd say something very similar. Do what you enjoy doing, because, well, you're going to want to do what you enjoy doing. You'll often do better at what you enjoy doing. The other thing is, it'll all be over soon. Life's too short to do anything you don't want to do or things you don't enjoy. So
make your visa.
Do what you want to do and like do things you enjoy because you'll have more fun doing them and you'll be better at them.
Yeah. Mm. Make your VCE experience the best that it can be because it will go quick and you want to savor every minute of it. And also enjoy being at school with your friends and do the activities, like go to the athletics carnivals or swimming carnivals, like do all that stuff. Do the school camps because that is the last time you'll probably be with your friends as a group. So just... Do it.
Great advice. You're listening to Lavinia and Ethan and, we're talking 2022 now and let's have a listen to Michael Jackson. He's always got something to say.
She was my
you are someone who just has a story to tell or your group is doing amazing things, we would love to have you on the program in 2022. Make sure you put that in your diary or something like that. My Christmas joke for the year is what goes oh, oh, oh. And, of course, it's Santa walking backwards. Yes, I knew you knew that one. But I'm going to spare you my other Christmas jokes for the year and just thank our very special guests this morning, being Ethan Prentice and Lavinia Honeycomb. Thanks so much for coming in, both of you, and giving a young person's perspective on all things 2021.
Thank you for having us today. It was fun.
It's been... I know a different experience for both of you, and I just really appreciate being able to twist your arms to come on at the end of year 12 as we approach Christmas rapidly and then look forward to the year ahead. I hope you've enjoyed it, Lavinia.
I have. It was really fun. Thank you.
Good. And Ethan, a different experience for you as you embark on your audio engineering course for next year. Good luck with that, both of you, for your studies next year.
Thank you.